Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. And I'm your host, Caroline Moss. Today, I'm joined by a familiar voice, Jen Falik. She runs the Ultimate Edit. You can also see her on the Today Show doing her top buys, picks, and Rachel Ray from time to time. Jen, you're everywhere. But you might recognize her most of all from our holiday episodes. We did about six of them from Black Friday to Christmas, talking about our favorite gifts to give and also some to get. We snuck in there. Now we're doing summer buys. Jen, welcome back.
I'm so happy to be here. I've missed you.
I missed you too. I'm so happy we're doing this because, you know, you and I shop all year round, right? We're not just holiday shoppers. It's an all year round.
No way.
Thing.
That's for amateurs. So. Yeah, it's a year round sport.
Exactly. So we'll just get right into it. I asked you to come prepared with three must have buys for summer, and I said I would bring my own. I have to tell my first one. I'm just gonna start because I'm so excited about this and want to tell you about it because it reminds me of a pick that you brought over the holidays, the Brewmate cooler, which was like a, what was it, the backpack?
Yes. Oh my God, I love that thing.
Love that thing. So this is in the same vein. It is called the Portovino Beach Wine Purse / Tote with hidden leak-proof and insulated compartment. It holds two bottles of wine. So like when I first saw this, I thought it was very like Pinteresty. In like one of those like wine mom sort of ways. And I usually am very kind of like anti that sort of aesthetic. But this seemed really smart. It's not just a cooler. It's a beach bag that also has this insulated pocket for liquids. And what appealed to me about it was that it isn't being marketed as like secret wine so you can secret drink. It's like it actually will hold anything. You could put lemonade in there. You could put water in there if you wanted. But it just sort of makes the entire going to the beach process a little bit more efficient. And so I was hooked. I bought it for a friend who we went to see over Memorial Day weekend. And I did it as sort of like a little hosting gift. And we tried it out. And it's kind of amazing. And she has lots of kids. So we did lemonade. Yeah. We didn't do wine. But it was like, it was really cute. You can put other stuff in the bag, like your towel, your sunscreen, your book. But then in a pocket of the bag, there's like two bottles of wine worth of whatever drink that you want. And then it has a little spout that you pull out of the bag, pour it into a cup, and that's it. But you and I both know that, like, those beach police come trolling the beach for alcohol drinkers every summer.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they have nothing else to do. And I think that this bag will be a nice, stealthy way to bring something onto the beach that maybe you can't bring in a bottle.
And it's nice because it sounds like it's much more hands-free than lugging. Yes. Like a cooler that you have to carry. I just am all about anything that doesn't take up my hands is a win.
Yes.
Especially at the beach. Like there's always so much stuff to lug. It's like a daunting excursion to begin with.
Totally. Yeah. And it's like half beach bag, half cooler. And the straps are really generous. Like they're big, kind of long. There's nothing worse than a tote with two short straps. I want to be able to put a tote bag over my shoulder, right? So, yeah, they're these rope straps. And each color costs, like, a little bit differently because, you know, Amazon. But it's the most expensive one is $70. The least expensive one is $44. So, like, it's a pretty good price point. Yeah. I don't know. I was, like, kind of really into it when I saw it. And it's really off. It's, like, off color for me a little bit. It's, like, not usually a thing I'd be really into. But the efficiency of it, I think, won me over.
Yeah. I mean, I think that especially if they, like, look sleek, almost like if they're not big and bulky. And you have different options as far as styling goes. And it's hands-free. Love it. I think that's so smart. I need to add one of those into my trunk. You know,
don't worry.
I will, for beach season.
I will send you links. It's I think it would make for like a good tailgate. And also like when you they also have on Amazon these wine purse like refill bags, like little refill. They call them bladders, which I think is gross, but that's what they're called.
It's just such a gross word in general.
It's just like a visual I don't need, you know. Yeah. And they have them in 1.5 liters and they have them in 3 liters. So like there's ways to keep this bag going, you know, like I imagine that maybe if you put wine in it once, and even if you like wash it out, maybe putting water in there, like won't, you know what I mean? Like maybe you'll get like a little
hint
of a taste.
Fresh start.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so I was actually really excited about that. This is the first sort of like wine mom thing. I've actually thought I'm going to spend my money on this and I think this is going to be a good purchase. And I was correct and I'm very happy about it.
I mean, it's a slippery slope. Next thing you know, you're driving a minivan and like the whole thing.
You're right. I know it is. I'm going to be like the world's
That's
first.
That's going to be your number one item on the Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Christmas list this year when we discuss gifting.
I'm going to be the world's first childless wine mom. I'm going to be like,
I feel like that's maybe the best kind of wine mom to be.
I think that's the big aspiration for wine moms. No kids, more wine. But
exactly. It actually even just feels better. It feels more acceptable.
Sure. Yeah. Why have the kids? Just have the wine. It's fine.
Yeah, just have the wine.
I'm also seeing on this, the Amazon page, they recommend, you can do like a mixed drink. So some people are pouring like their own like sangria in there and then they bring it to like, I don't know. I just love everything about it. You know,
it sounds amazing. I love that. That's a good
one. Amazing. Yeah. Okay. So that was my first item. Now yours.
Okay. So my first item, this is an outdoor furniture item that is a game changer. I own 6, I think, of them now, maybe 7 that I bought season after season. I keep using them all. Like I just need more and more. It's an outdoor table. It's like called a sea table. And I'm actually looking now to see what they, cause I don't know if that's like the technical name that they use for
I feel like I know what a sea table is. So that does make sense to me. I'm looking.
Yeah. So basically it is initially really like a drink table almost that you put on its side and it has, it's, you know, vertically, it's more vertical than horizontal and you can put it over a lounge chair. You can put it next to, you know, an Adirondack chair. It looks sleek. I love the design of these things and it's just so useful for so many things. And I found mine, I believe I find them on like Overstock and Wayfair. And there's different colors. So there's initially, it was like an aluminum. So I've got 2 or 3 aluminum. And then there was a matte black. So of course I had to buy those. And then they came out with a matte cream white. So I had to buy those. And now they are all over my backyard and they're easy to carry. So they still feel sturdy. So when you have it flipped up the way it's meant to be used as like, you know, I put my computer on there when I'm working outside.
I love that.
It feels stable and sturdy. And then if you want to put your feet up, you know, when I carry it with me over, we have a little like outdoor couch. I'll carry it with me over to the outdoor couch. I'll put it in front of the couch. And I'll put my feet up and I'll sit.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. And the design is like, it literally looks good. Anywhere.
And they're really light.
Any designs. They're really lightweight and the quality is great. I mean, I'm very, very lazy. So, you know, you're supposed to like bring in your outdoor furniture when the season's over.
Yeah.
And literally it'll be like the first, like, 2-foot snowstorm of the winter. And I'm like, oh my God, we never brought in the outdoor furniture. So it's mine is less. I mean, I first got them, I guess, like my aluminum ones, I probably got 3 or 4 years ago, and they're still in great condition and they have never come inside.
Wow. And that's the thing also too, you have to find a lot of different dupes or like alternatives to a lot of outdoor furniture because outdoor furniture is so expensive.
Yes. And I don't trust myself. I'm not grown up enough to take care of things.
I know.
So I know. I feel like I'd always rather get the less expensive option so I don't feel bad when I just, you know, annihilate it after one season.
I know. And you guys have, is this the first? No, this is the second summer with your pool.
This is the second summer with the pool. Yeah. So now, but this is like the summer. I feel like now that we've settled into it, that we're figuring out like what we really use outside and what we need. And it's funny because these tables just, they've like lasted through so many iterations of our backyard. Like before it was just, I used them in my garden next to my little chairs that I put so that I felt like I could sit out there and do work and look at my garden and feel like I was an amazing person because I was growing food to eat, which of course the chipmunks ate it first, but whatever.
Yeah.
So that's initially when they started. I mean, it was way before we even thought about building a pool. Then actually during COVID, I brought them downstairs into my little gym area and I flipped them on their side and I used it to hold my iPad because it was the perfect height for what I was working on.
Yeah.
And then I brought them back outside. So it's just, I feel like they've grown on me over the years. Mm-hmm. And I always think whenever people get them, they love them. So that is a total summer must have in my house.
Okay. I like that a lot. And also this might be the summer when I'm back on the East Coast that I show up to your house and jump in the pool.
I'll have a table waiting for you and it'll be perfectly clean.
Please. I feel like I could do, I could hang with your kids. Like I can do TikToks. I will film whatever needs to be filmed. I'm very,
you're
hired. Know, okay, great. I'm like, I'm ready. I want to watch everyone's cartwheels. I want to count how long everyone can stay underwater. Like I'm fine with that. In exchange, just let me come lay out by your beautiful pool. We have a deal.
That sounds wonderful. You also will have to judge diving contests, which is the
I can
worst.
Do that. I can do okay, that. I'm a very good judge.
I always feel very bad. I'm like, oh, how am I? So first of all, neither of the dives are very good. And the exact same. And I just always want to make it a tie, but then they trip me up and make an odd number of dives, and then someone cries.
I love that. Yeah,
someone
you're
always
like,
cries.
Someone always cries. I always laugh because I think back, like as a family, like we stopped being allowed to like go play mini golf or like go bowling because like one of us would like cry if we lost. My parents were like, guess what? We'll never do this again. So
totally. And then, but then you'd probably beg to do it and they'd be like, oh,
of course.
God, what are we gonna do? Fine. Exactly. We'll do it. And then everyone's like, why did I put myself in this situation?
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, get the table ready. I'm ready to go judge some dives. I've
perfect. You bring the bag of wine. I got the table.
Exactly. Okay. So my next one is like kind of boring, but now that I know that they exist, and I think I've always known that they exist, but now that I'm like using them and I have a system, reusable ice cubes are the new way for me. It's like a new religion.
I know. I need to get, I actually have never even seen a reusable, like what is a reusable ice cube? I don't even understand. Is it like an ice pack?
But no, they're like, they look like ice cubes, but they're little water, but in like a plastic casing. So you freeze them and then they don't dilute your drink. And then you freeze them. So then, they go in your drink. They keep your drink cold, like especially if you're putting them in like a Stanley cup, like it just elongates their coldness much longer. Yeah. But then also like when you're done, what I do is I have like a pack of 60. I pour them all into like a colander and I wash them, you know, you rinse them off and whatever. And then I put them in a plastic gallon freezer bag back in the freezer. And that's like a bag of ice cubes. So you put them in your drink, you can put them in the wine cooler. But the problem I have with coolers and putting ice in coolers is that when the ice melts, no one likes sticking their hand into a pool to get a drink. And B, it becomes a lot heavier when it's just water and not cubes. And C, like that water is dirty. And it gets like kind of gross. And then you always have to like keep washing out the cooler. I mean, like I will still wash my cooler anyway, but this is like a much more, the name of the game is efficiency. today. This is much more efficient for me. And they're like really inexpensive and they're great. And you only need like a couple per drink because even if you're drinking in the sun, like they're not going to turn to water ever. They just either stay cold or they just stay room temperature, but they're not diluting your drink at all. They're great.
Are there different size options?
Yes, definitely. And there's also different colors. Like you could get the colorful ones. I don't have those. I have the clear ones. They're similar to like Whiskey Stones. They have, you know, like just cold stainless steel stones. And I feel like Whiskey Stones are sort of a cliche gift for like men. But the ice cubes feel like they have more of a purpose for me. And they're also perfect for like kids camp lunches. So you can put them in the lunch bag and then they don't open it up to like a sandwich in a plastic bag sitting in a pool of water. They have different shapes. They have like pineapples and flamingos and like little fruits. Oh, the fruits are really cute. I just saw those on Amazon and it's just very cute and they're useful if you have space in your freezer, especially if you have a freezer that like doesn't make ice or makes ice inconsistently. It is a really, really good option, especially for summer, because I'm so sick of just like sitting out somewhere with like warm water with like a bunch of seltzers floating in it.
Yeah, I love this because we were so excited. We put in an ice maker outside when we built our pool and it was like a running joke with all of our friends. We're like, can you just get a freaking ice maker? Yeah. And so we finally got one and we were all excited because we did like the little ice cubes, like the Sonic, like it almost crushed ice, like that whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, we then realized quite quickly two things. First of all, it was a horrible idea because they melt right away.
Yep.
So the second that you pour your drink and you walk outside, they're melted.
Yeah.
So that was just an annoyance. And then it's very hard to get a nice buzz when your drink is diluted within 3 minutes of pouring it.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, and then also your drink is like overflowing because now you have like half a cup of water in there that like you didn't want once the ice melts. You now just have this like very watered down drink that's like evaporating all over the place.
That was always happening to us. And then we realized like we were drinking so much more almost because we weren't really noticing it and it was so watered down.
Right.
And so right. Actually, I think I'm going to order these and I'm going to put them. My plan is to put them in the ice maker because there's so much extra space in there.
Yes. Like that's exactly almost. Right.
And I can just sit them on top and they'll stay cold. And that's a better
that's
choice.
What
and
we
my
do.
Kids still love the little crushed cubes. They can have those. And then Brian and I and our friends can use these. And there's so many fun colors too. Now, of course, I'm on here like
yeah. It's
adding
it's
every single one to my cart.
Literally so much fun. And it's also like, it also just makes, I don't know. I always think of like those, you know, the TikTok, I always call them the TikTok girls, but like stuff that's like things that just make sense. I'm like, this is a thing that just makes sense. And they're inexpensive and you can add to them and they're reusable. And like, I don't know. I just think if you kind of get into a routine with them, you know, hose them down in the sink.
Yeah, you just like take out. I feel like it's almost like what you would do with like if you're serving something that has shells or like edamame, you just put a big bowl out.
Yes.
But people just
pour,
like you just dump them in there and at the end you just soak them and you're done. It's,
yes.
For me, who is the laziest person when it comes to cleaning, even I can visualize how this would be an easy switch.
I'm with you.
So that means that this is good.
If I can handle it, you can handle it. I really promise. So add that. And I just feel like it also goes hand in hand with the the wine bag, especially if you're going to do like a champagne or if you're going to do a rosé, you want it to be cold, but you don't want it to be diluted.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like a really perfect addition. So you don't have to worry so much about making sure that the champagne has been chilled only to put it in the bag and then it get warmer in the bag. I mean, even though it's insulated, like you still want some extra oomph to make sure you still have a cold bottle. So the ice is a good addition to that because it won't get watery and you won't lose any of the flavor.
I love so many. Have you seen the ones here that are the, when you just said rosé and wine stuff, that look like little gems? I just add, I do nothing small. I've just added like every different iteration
of them. They're the best.
Cart.
Yes, totally.
But I love these ones that look like gemstones.
Yep. There's
so fun.
You could get lost on it. There's so many cute ones that look like little fruits.
Now, of course, I'm adding the fruits. They're pineapple. So cute. I love this. You know it's your stuff, girl.
Thank you. I know. I'm very happy about the reusable ice. Like, it's just the little things, you know? This is the
totally
stuff.
And we can't stand the like big whiskey cube things.
Yeah.
Like, my husband hates them, and everyone always gets them for him because they think he's going to like it, and it's like an easy gift to give to him because he likes to drink whiskey.
Oh, poor Brian. He has so many whiskey cubes. Of course, no man does.
No one uses them. There's so many. I think about it. We need to do an episode on that, of the things that nobody actually uses. And then what to get them instead.
That's a good idea. We should do that, especially for men. And I know we're ahead of Father's Day, so let this be like a gift if you're listening ahead of Father's Day and you still haven't gotten a gift yet. You know, your dad, your boyfriend, your husband does not want whiskey stones. But if you can repurpose whiskey stones, you can maybe make something out of that. But like,
and you know what else he doesn't want? This is off topic, but I made this mistake last year, so I'm just going to throw it out there. An overly complicated travel bag.
I was going to say a dop kit.
Yeah, no, I thought I was so amazing because I got him this personalized golf, like, travel bag that you could then fold up and put a hanging thing in. And like, he was like, what the F is this? And he's never used it once. It's been now exactly 1 year. That thing is still like sitting at the top of his closet.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Well, you know what? We live, we learn, right?
I mean, I was just gonna say, exactly.
You live, you learn.
We make mistakes, so you guys don't have to.
Right. Exactly. That, and that's why this is our job. Jen, what was your second item?
So my second item is a tank top from Athleta.
Okay.
And it is the ribbed tank top. And I want to get you the exact names. I just call it the Athleta ribbed tank top. But of course, it has.
I love it.
There's a proper name to it. Now, I am somewhat of an aficionado when it comes to tank tops.
Okay.
Specifically, tank tops that have like a halter neckline.
Mm.
Because it's all I wear. My gateway drug into this tank top world was on Bandeer. They have those Rivington tanks from that brand, Wesley, and they were sellouts. They were all over Instagram and da da da.
Yep.
And they're expensive, but they're great, and I loved them until I washed them and put them in the dryer, and then read the tag after the fact that you're not really supposed to put them in the dryer.
Always, but yeah.
I never check that till it's too late, and so after wearing them like 3 or 4 times, they're literally like a dish rag.
Been there.
So I looked for alternatives, and that's when I discovered this tank top. And the reason that it's so amazing is because I wear probably 3 of them a day. I wear one in the morning, like when I get up, get my kids to school, I'll put it with like jean shorts or like sweats.
Yep.
Then I'll wear either that same one or a different one, depending on my mood, to the gym, because they're amazing for working out, or if I'm like going to play tennis. And then
I love anything that can be worn in multiple different iterations of life.
And I wear it out at night. I have to say, like, it's actually one of the probably only gym shirts that you can wear with like a dressy, you know, dressy pair of jeans, big pair of heels, and like tons of jewelry. And it
truly
looks
say
like,
no more. I love that.
It's the best. So I pretty much have every single color. I have to also say the white is amazing because it's the perfect bright white, and it actually stays bright white. And you can put these in the dryer, and they're so flattering. They're just great. They're long, which is also a big difference between these and most of these racerback tanks.
Yeah, they're always cropped.
Yeah, they're too short. And like, I no one needs to be seeing what
should
be
covered. Here's the thing. I'm all for the crop top. Like I want to be able to have a choice. I want to be able to have a choice.
Exactly.
I'm like, the thing is once the crop top became back in fashion, it was like, you don't have to now get away from the long, we can have both, you know, like give us both. I'm fine with the crop top. I'm fine with it. I think if you want to wear it, great. But when I want to find a long tank top, what I don't want to be met with is like, no, everything's a crop top now. I want options.
Like, I agree. And I also
choices.
Even a little extra length is good with tank tops because then you have the option to tuck them in to like a high-waisted pair of jeans.
Exactly.
And they lay. Like, it's just this is the best. I own tons of them. I cannot say enough good things about these. And I have bought tank tops of similar styles that range from $300 a top to these, which are $49, a lot of times on sale. Like they've got some colors that are under $30.
Yeah.
And I have to say, these are by far the best. They are, and they're easy to wear a bra with too, which I find that's the number one question. Yeah. I always get whenever I post any of these, like, what bra do you wear with them? And I always do this, like, one Be Tempted front closed racer back bra. Nice. Or I'll use, like, a J-hook on this other bra that I
to make it a little racer back, yeah.
And it fits perfect. Like, it's covered.
Do you, have you ever... A lot of cases, it's yeah, not. No, exactly, because then you have the little straps coming out, which like you know, in the 90s and the 2000s we were all like, oh yeah, like you can see my bra strap, and now I'm like, I don't want anyone to see my bra strap. For some reason, when I was a sophomore in high school, I thought it was very cool if you could see my bra strap. Like, I'm wearing a bra,
and especially your bra would be like a bright color under a white yeah, shirt, so everyone exactly, could see everything.
Exactly, right. I would wear my neon right, exactly. And I'm like, now I just want everything to be seamless and skin tone colored and like no lines, and I don't even want you to, I just want you to see me as a floating head walking yeah, down the street. Jen, I have to ask you, because I'm obsessed with a version from Target. Have you tried the women's rib tank top from A New Day from Target?
I have not. I've seen it all over
Instagram. It's all over Instagram. Yeah.
I'm very interested in it. It looks, I just feel like there's something about the Athleta material.
I believe
that it's
you.
More of an active wear material. And I don't know this from any experience because I've not yet tried the Target ones, but it looks to me like the Target ones are a little more like cotton based.
They're definitely cotton based. Are these a little bit more of that like sort of spandexy lycra?
Yes, but just the right amount.
Okay.
So it's not like a skin tight tank, but yes, there's something in the material. And I think that it also is, it gives it a little bit of a sheen, which is what makes it easy to dress up and dress down. But it also makes it so it's moisture wicking, it's breathable, it's seamless, and it's sport level quality.
Okay, yeah. I would not say that the Target ones are moisture wicking, but if you're somebody who is looking for a summer uniform to make things easy, we just had this conversation in the G Thanks group. Like, I love that you're like, I love this tank top. I buy 50 of them. Like, there's always one that's available to me. There's always one in the wash. There's always one, you know, it's the same thing with these Target tops. Like, they're just such good, like, staple bases. And you can wear them with literally anything. I love the idea of just finding something you like, buying a million of them and being done with it. And I feel like as I approach my, like, well, I'm definitely in my mid-30s, but as I approach my late-30s, I'm less about, well, see, the thing is, Jen, you and I are different. You love a trend. Like, you're very good at, like, doing trendy stuff. I'm like, give me a white tank top, a denim jacket, and, like, a black, like, pair of linen pants, and I'm good. Like, you can find me in the winter. I'll put a coat over it.
Yeah, it's funny. I go back and forth. I feel like I almost need to commit to whether my closet is going to be timeless or trendy, and I can't commit.
Why not both?
Where I fall. But I do like the idea of a uniform. And I actually think I still to this day, like, I wear like my Madewell high waist skinny jeans.
Yep.
And like some sort of, now it's that tank top, like some iteration shirt and some pair of ridiculously overpriced sneakers pretty much every day.
It's honestly like, I love, I've been getting experimental with trends. I don't know. For some reason, it's one of those things where I'm like, everyone else does it, so, can do it so well, but like, I can't do it. And I follow all those Instagram girls who are like, here's an easy way to like take pieces in your closet and like take trendy pieces and make them timeless. And I'm like, God, I like, it's just a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, first of all, my closet's not that big and I'm just not that committed. But then I also feel some sort of solace in this idea that I know exactly who I am and I know what I like. And like, when I find something and I have to try this Athleta tank top now because it feels like it might be part of my, you know, my rotation. But like, we're all at the point where like we have our favorites and we've also had experiences where we've been burned in the past where like, I know you have this feeling, Jen. You have all these Athleta tops and you are afraid that next summer the Athleta top is going to come out again and you're going to be like, it's a little different and I don't like it.
Oh, I hate it.
You know what I mean? Like, so when you find the thing that you like in the iteration that you like it, you have to just like buy them up, like watch the sales and just buy as many as you can, because Madewell did that to me with their Whisper t-shirts. They used to have a way thinner cotton material that I loved. It was kind of blousey. It sort of draped, but it was still a cotton t-shirt. And then they made them just a little bit thicker, and it did not look the same at all. And I was distraught.
Yes.
So I love this idea of having the Athleta tank top. I'm going to have to buy it. I need to try it. And I'll probably, because I'm extra, just like you are, I'll buy two at a time, and then I'll always have one available. But I want to see if I can work out and then go out and see how I feel. And if that hits the spot for me, it's all over.
It's a win. I'd say I'm a very sweaty person, so I can't wear the same one that I'm wearing to the gym.
I understand.
Look like I just left a wet t-shirt contest in Kansas.
Hey, but sometimes people like that, though, Jen. Come on.
It's true. I mean, in my younger days, I was all in on that. You see my colorful bra underneath.
I love it.
I just love that I know, like, that I've got an option. Like, I know that, or if I'm traveling and I'm all, like, overzealous and I pack a bunch of workout clothes that I end up never working out, at least I can still wear my tank tops.
Yep.
You know, I love to, like, layer long gold necklaces over them. They're just a great base for everything. And then as the weather gets a little chillier, they look polished enough even to wear, like, under a blazer if you need to look like a grown-up.
Yeah. I haven't had to look like a grown-up in so long because, A, the pandemic, and, B, everyone in LA is just always in, like, a matching workout set. So, like, I haven't had to put on a blazer in God knows how long, but I would like to bring it back. Wait, but do both your kids do camp?
No, just one goes to sleepaway camp. The other one does, like, day camp here.
Cute. Okay. I love that. I feel I can tell by what you share of Alexa that she is a camp girl. She's a 10 for 2 girl.
Totally. She never thought she would be. We didn't think she would be. We, like, held our breath for, like, 72 hours after we dropped her off the first time. And now
no, she's too cool. She's a camp girl. She's cool.
Yeah, she loves
it. Wait, is she bat mitzvahed?
Oh my gosh, no. And okay. I swear I said it, like, I think her bat mitzvah is going to happen simultaneously with her sweet 16 at this point, because I just can't get my act together to figure out how to logistically motivate us to drive across town to get her to Hebrew school on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But so now it's like all of her friends between camp and home are going to have bat mitzvahs, and so she wants one.
Of course. I wanted one too.
Like,
my parents
don't
were
do
like,
it, it's
no.
on us.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
We're lazy.
Exactly. She can't drive herself. That's it. I mean, here's the thing. I have been to multiple bots at the Birchwood Club, so I know it can be done. I believe in you.
I know. Well, she already has her theme picked out. Like,
of course she does.
We just have to actually figure out what it means to go to Hebrew school and what actually.
Yeah, the
how
whole
she can,
like,
memorize all
the whole
to memorize
bat mitzvah
so
part of it. I know. I'm like, I just want the party. All I ever wanted as a kid was the candle lighting ceremony, because I am such a theater kid. And I was like, I want to go up there
same
and be
here,
like,
that's right. And they don't do those anymore.
They don't?
No, it's devastating. Nope. And I've learned many interesting things about bat mitzvahs now.
Oh my God. That's a whole, that's a whole episode.
And texting. So now the DJs, like, incentivize, there's prizes to keep kids on the dance floor. And they don't do candle lighting because if they do, all the kids would text and leave.
Wait, I'm honestly in shock because they can't. Oh my God! Now, I feel old and sad. The candle lighting ceremony
really
was
sad.
The
I know
best.
We've been to a bunch lately. Like, most of my friends' kids are older, so we've gone through all their. But I'm like, wait, Brian. Like, where's the candle lighting?
Oh my God!
And
that was
my
the best
friend
part.
Said she's like, we don't do it anymore because all the kids would text their parents or text other friends, and they can all make plans while they're there. It's not like a drop off pickup. Time is set. They have freedom. So if you do that, then everyone goes outside, and they all start making other plans, and they all leave.
OMG. So I guess they're not playing snowball either, which was like,
no, they're like dancing to inappropriate music that I mean, you know, I enjoy, but and they're making TikToks and they're getting, like, gift cards to Amazon at random points throughout the night just to keep people on the dance floor.
That makes me want to, like, cry, but okay. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot to take in, Jen. I'm not going to lie. That's going to be on my mind all day.
I know, it's a sign of the times.
So we have this Athleta top. I'm excited about trying this one. You know, there's nothing I love more than finding a tank top I love, which reminds me, I will not spend too much time talking about it, but the $5 t-shirt from Target, crisp white, it fits so, it's like a perfectly fitted white t-shirt. I will send you the link. It's $5. And I have a million of them.
Send me the links. I have to make a Target run soon. So okay. I gotta add that to my list.
And sometimes they run them for $350 and you just can't. I literally have stacks on stacks of new ones and I have three in rotation at all times. And then I imagine, like, you know, I try to keep my whites as white as possible, but there comes a time where, you know, they're not as white. And then those will get downgraded to my workout t-shirts and we'll start a new cycle. So I'll tell you all about that. I want to tell you, because I think you know about this item. My last item is the ostrich, like stomach beach chair. Do you know about this?
No, but tell me everything.
Okay. So the ostrich chair is something that I saw on someone else's Instagram. And I thought, because I follow all of those girls that do like random Amazon products, you know, like I'm sure you and I both follow all of them. It's like watching infomercials. Like that's why I love watching all of your reels. It's like, okay, this is an infomercial for an item. So this beach chair is called the Ostrich Lounge Folding Portable Sunbathing Poolside Chair. And what it is a regular lounge chair, very sort of like 70s style where it's like a full plank. And then, you know, there's no curvage to it. There's nothing fancy about it. It's like, you know, the plank lounge chair, the back picks up so you can lean. But what's special about it is that it has two rectangular openings on either side of the first panel where your head goes. And the head pillow flips over and has a hole in that part of the chair. So you can lay on your stomach, put your head through the hole like a massage table, but also put your arms through the hole so you can read your book. And you have like a perfect shade. And so you're not lying on your stomach sort of like arched up to read. You're not reading with your book over your face, which or your phone, which always like falls on my face every time. And you get like you can just actually relax. I didn't believe it when I saw it because I was like, this looks so gimmicky. I don't think I can handle, but I have it, it's legit, and it has become it has been on the top buys list for G Thanks for like 2 weeks now in the same spot because people are catching on. It's really amazing. I am a stomach reader.
Me too. And it always hurts my neck too if you have to sit like, you know, exactly back to sit. This is so smart, and it gives you shade.
And it gives you shade. Exactly. You have shade. You have your even tan, even though I, of course, lay a towel over my body because I don't want any sun. I used up all of, if we all have a quota of time in the sun, mine was met in like 2007. Like I can't. Yeah, I'm done.
It's almost
done.
Like we have like a meter or something. Like exactly. The meter's full. We're done.
My time's been up for decades. But it's so comfortable. And if you're, it's like finding, this is sort of like the beach equivalent of finding the pillow that works for you if you're a stomach sleeper or a side sleeper. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you didn't know this activity could be this comfortable. And it's so good.
That's so smart. I'm so into this. I gotta check it out.
They're on overstock.com actually for half off right now. So they're usually $160, which is a like suck in your breath price point for a beach chair. But again, this is a good challenge for us, Jen, to take care of it, you know, to store it in the garage or, you know, in the basement in the off season, to wipe them down, to make sure that they stay. And you can really validate this purchase, you know, but right
exactly.
Now so it's on sale for $75.
The one time.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we live on the east side, which in LA people or in California, people are like, oh, wow, it's like so far from the beach. But like on a national level of looking at the United States of America, I actually live pretty close to the beach. And so do you. But I would like to go to the beach more this year. And that's why I tried to bring products that I thought we're going to make my life easier for the beach, because I, at the end of the day, I am kind of a pool girl.
So much sand, so much heat.
Heat. And you can't go anywhere. You're stuck. There's I'm like, no I want to be at a pool. Exactly. I want to be at a pool that's close to an air conditioned room. And I want to be able to bounce back and forth. Is that so much
Agreed.
To ask? But everyone in my life loves going to the beach. So I'm like, I'm going to make this fun for me this year. I'm going to make it easy. And this chair is like really, I can like read for hours in this chair with no complaints. So it was a very quick purchase for me.
That's smart. I love these. I'm going to check that out because, yeah. But on the times I do go to the beach, I never last long because I can never get comfortable. So,
and you have a pool at home. Why would you ever leave?
I know. You know, if it were up to me, to be honest, I never would leave my house. But it is nice to go to the beach. And I was every year in August, the second week of August, I have the same thing where I panic and I start freaking out that we didn't go to the beach enough and the kids were young for so long.
Right.
And why didn't we go to the beach? And it's like this whole guilt thing. So I just am trying to get ahead of it this summer.
Totally.
By actually going maybe once before, you know, Labor Day.
You think in California, like, oh, well, you have like, you can start going to the beach in March and you don't have to stop until Halloween. And still somehow I only make it like two or three times. But I have been taking this chair out into my backyard, like by the hot tub. You know, I have my own personal pool here.
I love it. That hot tub is amazing. I love your whole setup out there. It feels very tropical.
Honestly, all I wanted was a pool. But, you know, I don't have pool money and I wasn't going to, you know, renting a pool brings up your rent by so much money. You know what I mean? Like renting a house with a pool, and it just didn't make a ton of sense. But all I really need is just enough water for me to submerge in and read. I'm pretty happy, so I'm good. But yeah, this chair, if you can make your beach trip more comfortable, this is the chair for you. And of course, I'll link to that. So that brings us to your last product. What are you ending our episode with?
I love, so these are called Swipes, and they're sneaker cleaning wipes. They're individually wrapped, and I love a crisp white sneaker. I find it to be the easiest summer shoe because I can dress it up, dress it down. It looks so cute with all my dresses, and I'm not, like, my heels, for some reason, no matter how much I try and, like, keep them pumiced, they still always look like cracked horses' hooves. Too much information, perhaps, but that's the reality. So I'm not such like a flip-flop girl when I'm wearing dresses. I just prefer to be in a sneaker. But they get dirty between just like, you know, walking around the street if I wear them to the beach. Because, yes, I have, you know, if we go at night and I'm wearing the sneakers and they get dirty. And then the second that they're not bright white, they no longer work as well with dresses and cute summer skirts.
Yes.
So Swipes are amazing because they're individually wrapped. So you can pack them. You can bring them with you to use as needed. They have two sides. So there's a smooth side and then there's like a more of like a kind of scrubby, nubby side that you can use to really get into like the dirt that's caked onto your shoe and the stains. And they're very satisfying to use, which is like such a TikTok kid term. But
yeah,
you can see so quickly the difference that it makes in the way that your shoes look. And they make my sneakers feel new the entire year. And my kids love them.
I mean, so key.
My girls and the kids, like, they don't like. I remember when we were kids, it was like you didn't want to wear like bright white, shiny new sneakers. You wanted them to look worn in.
Of course.
And now it's like the total opposite. They want them to look impeccable. It's like everyone is like, you know, I don't just think back to like MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
Used to be obsessed with, and you'd go into like the rapper's closet and it would be all these like shoes and glass cases, like air controlled.
Yeah.
So that they would stay perfectly fresh looking.
Yeah.
That's like the aesthetic that these kids want now. They want their sneakers to be clean, but yet like they should wear them. They shouldn't live in their closet. So these Swipes are such a summer must have when you're traveling, when you're just like running around out and about. They're going to prolong, you know, the style life of your white sneakers. And they're smart. I love everything about them. I think that they are perfectly designed and well-priced, easy to use. And just, again, they extend the wear of things that you already have.
I love that. I also feel like sometimes I'm always afraid to wear my white sneakers because I'm like, what if? But if I had a plan I could execute with a swipe, then I would actually wear them more. So then I'll feel
I find that with a lot of things. You don't want to wear them because you don't want to ruin them.
Right.
So if there's something that you can have in your arsenal that gives you that like insurance policy against, you know, ruining something, then you get to actually wear the stuff that you love and not stress out about it or not be that annoying person who's like, oh no, I can't go there because I don't want to get you. Like, don't step on my foot. Da, da, da.
Right.
You can be relaxed and enjoy your time. And then figure it out afterwards.
Okay, that's brilliant. I love that. I use I was using a magic eraser on my shoes, but also that's not very portable. Like, I'm not going to put a used magic eraser in my bag. I don't know. Maybe that's just where I draw the line. So to have something that has its own little wrapper and then you can toss it is very helpful.
And it's easy to use. I think if you're, you know, sending it, I'm going to put some, actually, this just reminded me, I need to put some in my daughter's trunk for camp.
I was going to say, is it a thing you bring to camp?
It's a thing you bring to camp. It's a thing. I feel like whenever I write about this or whenever it's in my newsletter or I've done, like, actually, I think I made a TikTok about these things. Whenever, like, people see them and they immediately can recognize, like, how much easier they would make their lives. And
yes.
It's such a big seller for that reason, because I think people just repurchase them. They're easy to use. They work. And it's cool. I think with Magic Eraser, sometimes there's like a hack element involved that you need to know a trick or two to be able to really get the job done well.
Right.
With these, it's like, couldn't be easier.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously I'm sold. Okay. This is a very, I feel like we have a really good haul here.
Agreed. I mean, I'm buying three items.
So we have the cooler bag for drinks, the reusable ice cubes, the beach chair that you can read on your stomach in. We have the Athleta tank top. We have the swipes. And wait, remind me of the third item. Now I'm blanking. What was the first one you brought?
The sea table.
Which I'm always looking for something outside. The sea table, you have to send me the link to, because I want a little table next to the hot tub so I can put my drink on. I mean, I have a cup holder and everything, but like, I like to put my phone and my Kindle and like, just to have a little bit of space, like a side of the pool space.
Exactly. You have room for like a drink, a book, your phone.
Incredible.
Your computer, and you're good.
No one will ever get me out of that tub. That remains to be true for the last 3 years, and I don't see it ending anytime soon. Jen, I'm so glad we can do this again. It just like totally was such a great start to my day. And I can't wait to do more of these mini episodes with you.
I love it. I've missed you. This is so fun. I mean, you're a very expensive friend to have, but I'm
I will say, ditto. I mean, do you ever get messages of people who are like, I'm going to have to unfollow you because you are bad for my wallet. And I'm like, don't unfollow. But
I was like, that's the biggest compliment. That's my ultimate compliment. Like, I love it when people's husbands hate me.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's a good sign.
Exactly. I'm like, I want to be a good influence, you know, a bad influence in a good way, I guess, is my dream.
And I also feel like people make so many bad purchases when I try and like,
well, that's the point.
Like what I do for a living. Like, you know, I'm not ever recommending something. Like, there's never a product in my ultimate edit that I wouldn't and don't love, use, own, would buy again, would give as a gift.
1000% same.
It's saving you one extra trip to
exactly,
you know, make a return at UPS.
Right. We buy everything, so you don't have to buy all the crap. Now you only buy the good thing.
Exactly. And I feel like, you know what, at the end of the day, it's a service. You're givers.
Exactly. Wow. We are just, honestly, just incredible. We might be saints. We might be saints one day.
I think we're pretty close to it.
I think so too. Jen, thank you so much for joining me. This will not be the last time you come on before the holiday season. I think we can just do this all year round. Of course, everybody, we will link to all the items that we talked about in the show notes. And Jen, send over your affiliate links so I can use those as always.
Yes, I will do that right now. I'm getting those all together for you. I'll send it right away.
Perfect. And guys, thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you soon for another episode. Bye.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at caroline@gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.